here it is, it's hot, and they're running around playing, and I'm pretending like it's Christmas. So that to them was the most, you know, the shock, most shocking thing to them. But to me, I was just glad to get back home, back south.
Do your kids, I guess since they mostly grew up here in Georgia, they consider themselves Georgians?
Or? Yeah, they do, even though they were all born in different states.
Okay.
But they grew up in Georgia. This Georgia is their home. My oldest daughter was born in North Carolina, and my son was born in Chicago, and my youngest daughter was born in Milwaukee. But they grew up, we've always lived in Martin's Landing. That's where they consider home. And my grandkids grew up, and that's where they call home as well, as my house. So.
I know you said one of your children lives in Ellenwood, Georgia, which is, I guess, the Atlanta area, but the other two don't live here. Why did they leave?
Well, my son lives in Detroit. He graduated from North Carolina A&T in Greensboro with a master's in mechanical engineering. And he was hired on with General Motors as an engineer. Thus, that's why he's gone, but he's trying to get back south too. So, and then my oldest daughter, moved to Charlotte, North Carolina about 3 years ago. Her job, she works for Bell South, and they were laying off a lot of employees. So she was transferred to Charlotte, North Carolina. And she enjoys Charlotte. She says a small little Atlanta. So she's planning on building her home there. So she's got three boys, and they live there with her.
Interesting. When you all came to Roswell, for activities or entertainment, did you all have to go to Atlanta for that, or what did you all do?
Well, when we first moved here, my husband at that time was a salesman, and he traveled a lot. And when he was in town, we were either entertaining people from his job. I didn't have any relatives living here in the Roswell, Atlanta area. So basically, I was at home with the kids. Whenever he'd come home, we would just have good times together. We became members of Zion Baptist Church, and we would associate with the members of Zion. Now, when you're talking about going out to dinner or some night entertainment, yes, we basically went to Atlanta. If we went out to eat, eating in Roswell wasn't, they had, you know, basically same restaurants in Atlanta as they had in Roswell. So unless we wanted some real soul food, which I don't really care for soul food that's cooked outside of a home. I don't eat soul food, like say collard greens or pig feet or something like that, if it's cooked outside of my home or a home that I know. So soul food, we didn't really go out to restaurants. We ate at home or relatives' houses or friends' houses when it came to soul food. And everything else was sort of like there's a shake and steak, or there's a Red Lobsters, or just about on every, you know. So we didn't have to go downtown that much or to the city of Atlanta that much unless it was for entertainment.
What are some of the differences between Roswell and Atlanta?
And what, when you said differences?
Just, I guess, in any aspect of the two areas.
Well, Atlanta has more blacks. They have more opportunities. I